Maya. We have covered this topic many times within this channel. We have understood that Maya is a simulation, Maya has two qualities, Maya is time, space and causality, etc. But still there are a lot of misconceptions about Maya. So in our recent interview, I asked Swami Aparajitanandaji this very question, the question of Maya. And let us look at his simple answer and his simple explanation to understand the nature of Maya and the nature of reality by the end of this video.
One of the most famous things that Adiguru Shankaracharya said was Brahma Satya Jagat Mitya Jiva Brahma Ivanapara. So the consciousness alone is real. The world as we see it is an appearance, and individual Jiva is one with that infinite consciousness.
Yes.
And we create a lot of videos and content around the topic of Advaita Vedanta in our channel. And one of the issues and one of the comments that we keep getting is about the nature of Maya. So if what Advaita Vedanta says is that there is only one consciousness, then what is this Maya and where is this Maya? So people from different other philosophies and people who do not understand it, they have a lot of questions about Maya. So what is the nature of this Maya, Swamiji?
So we have so many definitions with regard to what this Maya is. Mm. One definition is Yama Samaya. That which is not is Maya. This one definition. The second definition is Brahmashraya Maya. This Maya has no independent existence, but it exists upon Brahman, the ultimate reality. Another definition is Avarana Vikshepatmika Maya. What does this Maya do? It does avaranam and vikshepa. Avarana means it covers the reality, and vikshepa means it projects the unreal as real. Avarana and vikshepa. These are the two powers of Maya. Another one is Trigunatmika Maya. This Maya is made of three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. So now, what does this Maya do? So it covers the reality and projects the unreal as real. So what happens is, we experience certain things, but that need not be real. So the example given is like the dream world. In the dream, we see a dream world. And we experience the dream world also. But when we wake up to the reality, we come to know that the whole dream world was actually a projection of the mind. The projection of a dreaming mind. So this is what Maya does. It covers the reality. So in the dream, the waker was always there as the very observer of the dream. He was always there. But what does the Maya do? It covers. So therefore, the reality is not seen. In the place of reality, the unreal is seen. So Maya projects an unreal world. So this is how Advaita Vedanta describes. So everything which is born out of Maya also will have the property of Maya. So we say mind is born out of Maya. So if you see the mind, the thoughts, you will find that when the thoughts are in the mind, you observe these thoughts and the thoughts will vanish. So is a thought there? No, it was just an appearance. So this is what Maya does.
And the immediate question that we get and that comes to the mind is, the consciousness is described as Nitya, Shuddha, Mukta. It is described as ever free. It is ever liberated and it is pure. And
yes.
Maya is a, as we know, it is a projection and it conceals the reality. So these are the properties of Maya.
Yes.
And saying that Maya is in consciousness is like saying that there is darkness in the sun. So this is kind of a contradiction. And I wanted to ask, Maya and Avidya are literally the same, right, Swamiji? Avidya and Maya.
Correct.
So yes. by its nature, Avidya doesn't exist. So in a way, we can say that Maya doesn't exist and exist at the same time. So it cannot be described any further.
See, yes, true. Maya doesn't exist, but it appears to exist.
Exist. Just like ignorance.
Yes.
Ignorance about any subject, it doesn't exist as a positive entity, but not doesn't exist also. Yeah.
Correct. For example, like the blueness of the sky, they say, you know, you are seeing it, but actually it is not there. Yeah. The mirage waters, you are seeing it, but actually it is not there. That snake in the rope, these are all the famous examples of Vedanta. The snake in the rope, you are seeing it, but actually it is not there.
Yeah, what is there is only the pure consciousness. In it.
Correct. See, Advaita Vedanta is very logical and it is convincing to all. So what is the basic principles? Now, there is a very, very beautiful commentary. It's called as Adhyasa Bhashya. Adhyasa Bhashya written by Bhagavan Shankaracharya while writing the commentary on Brahma Sutras. So that gives the essence of the entire knowledge of Advaita Vedanta. Mm. So what is that? So in essence, we will just discuss that.
Mm.
So there is something called superimposition. Or what we call as identification theory. So what is this theory? When entity A identifies with entity B, the properties of B appear to be the properties of A. This is called as superimposition theory or identification theory. When entity A identifies with entity B, the properties of B appear to be the properties of A. To understand this theory clearly, let us take the example of this film theater. We enter into the theater, and then what happens? Slowly we get totally absorbed in the movie. And then what happens? Suppose I identify with the hero. Now hero's emotions become my emotions. When hero is sad, I am sad. When the hero is crying, I am crying. When hero is happy, I am happy. So now what happens? The movie world becomes a real world for me. The movie character becomes a real character. The movie happenings become the real happenings for me. So now, in the movie theater, if I'm crying, what is the cause of my sorrow? The cause of my sorrow is not my problems of my life. No, the cause of my sorrow is the sorrow of that illusory character in the movie. Say the hero in the movie. So if I have to put an end to the sorrow in the movie theater, what should I do? I have to do only one thing. Disidentify from what I am not. Identify with what I am. Detach from what I am not. Attach to what I am. Vedanta says this is exactly what we have to do in our life also. So in Vedanta also we have two entities. One is consciousness. The other is matter. So anything made of five elements is matter. So the entire world is made of five elements. Five elements means space, air, fire, water, earth. Five elements. Anything made of five elements is matter. So the whole world is matter. The physical body is also matter because the body is nourished by food. Food is nothing but matter. Even the mind is also made of matter. Because when we don't eat food, when we fast, the mind becomes silent. So that means the mind is nourished by food. So mind is also nothing but subtle matter. There is only one thing which is not matter, and that is consciousness in us. And what is the nature of consciousness? Advaita Vedanta says this consciousness is infinite. It is immortal. It is bliss. It is perfection absolute. So whatever we are truly desiring is already there in this consciousness. And that is my true nature. Every one of us, we are nothing but this infinite immortal consciousness. And what is the mistake we have done? Instead of knowing myself as I am, as consciousness, I identify myself with the body. Now, according to this theory, whatever I am identified with, that I will start experiencing. My experience will depend on not upon what I am, but with what I am identified with. So if I am identified with a physical imperfect body, so then I will start experiencing imperfection. And will I be happy with imperfection? No. Since my nature is perfection, I cannot be satisfied with imperfection. Since my nature is immortality, I cannot be happy with this mortal body. Since my nature is infinite bliss, I cannot be happy with sorrows of the world. So every one of us, we are struggling to come out of this sorrow. We are struggling to come out of this state of mortality. We are struggling to come out of this imperfection. So what does Advaita Vedanta say? Know yourself. You don't have to do anything because perfection is already your nature. It is already you. You don't have to create it. You don't have to attain it. You have to just know yourself as you are. So this is the beauty of Advaita Vedanta.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.